On this episode of Running Empty, the Kentucky Derby, maximum controversy, the favorite maximum security could not get it done, and in other news, NBA playoffs are crazy, 4 overtime game with the Blazers, and that is just the beginning.
The NHL playoffs are still going on, even though no one's watching. We also dive into a huge episode 4 of Game of Thrones, full breakdown, and we check in MLB, see what's going on. And obviously much, much more. We kind of go off the rails, as always. Enjoy, boys.
See you in there.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to Running On Empty. I'm your host, Cameron Pope, alongside my co-host, Patrick Dealey. Pat, how we doing, my man?
You know, we're doing all right. Doing all right. You know, it's Monday. I'm exhausted. It is what it is. Here we are. We're here.
It's been a long weekend. We're actually together recapping a big weekend. I made the trip down to Louisville, Kentucky last Thursday night, and we were there for the Oaks and obviously the Derby on Saturday. And boy, was it a Derby to remember.
It was. A lot of history being made. First time ever there was an official DQ during the race, for the race, and maximum security got the short end of the stick and ended up coming in first and actually placed 18th out of 19 horses.
It's a tough look.
Or 17th out of 8.
19. Who finished last?
I think it was Gray Magic and then Spinoff finished second to last.
Yeah, tough look. Tough look for maximum security and also us, because we both had maximum security.
I was all over maximum security.
Yeah. So that was a real tough beat. That's one of the worst beats in gambling, I would say, when especially how big of an event it was, us having maximum security. We thought we won. We were both at the race, and, you know, we freak out 5 minutes if we think we win. And then they announce that it's going to be up for, was it an official term?
An objection.
Objection.
Okay, a rider's agree, objection.
Whatever. And they, you sit there and waited a total of 22 minutes. Just to find out you lost. So that was tough. I heard someone talking that there are people that had Country House that actually threw their tickets away.
Oh, yeah.
But right as soon as the race ended, the actual people that were actually at the race,
yeah,
their tickets away, and people were like running through the stands trying to find some tickets on the ground for some winners. But 65-1, huge second longest long shot in Derby history. So it was definitely a race, a Derby to remember. For my first Derby experience, Pat's, fourth, third?
A lot.
He's been there a few times. Great place. Churchill Downs is a spectacle, to say the least. I mean, huge complex, 150,000, so a lot of people there. I mean, it is I would say the loudest sporting event I've ever been to, which is kind of weird, because I've been to some big sporting events here and there, but just overall, that many people freaking out while the horses go down that final stretch, and it was a day to remember, a week to remember for the rest of my life. Overall review, I'd give it an A+. Mint Juleps are better than David Levitch said they were going to be. I will say that.
Yeah, I mean, people don't like them. If you don't like bourbon, then you're not going to like a mint julep. It just doesn't make sense for people to bash them. I think they're delicious. They're refreshing. Very good. I like bourbon, you know. So I was just going through my notes. I had a breakdown for anybody who wanted a breakdown from me of the Derby. My probables, which would mean my most favorites, were maximum security, improbable, and game winner. And then my second category was I Can See It.
Okay.
The second horse I had, and I Can See It, was Country House, strong closer, big old boy, and can run in late if a rabbit like War of Will takes the pace fast. Look for him to come on the board. Did I bet Country House? No. Fucking no. I'm a fucking idiot.
Yeah, no, that's tough. You had a good breakdown of it and didn't even bet him. I bet War of Will and maximum security, and War of Will is the horse that maximum security cut in front of. So not only did my horse, I thought, one, get disqualified, my horse also knocked out my other horse, which is just shows how bad I am at gambling and how unlucky I am. So that was a very, very rough realization when I saw the replay and realized that out. But overall, it was a great weekend. A lot of gambling, we bet on just about every race, if not every race, and it was a big Friday and a big Saturday. We looked great. I thought we looked fantastic. We're all dressed up very nice. A lot of beautiful people. Overall, I mean, there's I don't think I've ever seen so many fake tits before in my entire life, just overall, like in Kentucky for a weekend. It was a lot of nice hats, a lot of beautiful people, women, opposite sex. It was incredible. It was very, very incredible.
Cam was real horny the whole trip, apparently.
I guess so. I mean, Jesus Christ, a lot of beautiful people.
Wow. Jesus.
The mid juleps, man. It's Kentucky.
Just starts ugh. Going into fake tits. And
I mean, they were everywhere, Pat. Literally everywhere was fake tits. I've never seen so many fake tits in my entire life.
I didn't see that. I'm going to be real honest.
Really?
You must have been seeking them out because, I mean, sure, there are a few that you saw, but like.
I thought they were everywhere. Maybe I have an eye for them, but they, it was. I was surprised, to say the least.
Okay, so I was there for the horses. I was there. I was enjoying my time. You know, I love gambling.
I was getting the whole scene.
I love horses. I love the horse racing as a sport. Uh-huh. Cam was there for the fake tits. We're going to keep it moving, you know. Exactly. We had Oaks, the Oaks winner, Serengeti Empress. I had that, you know, no big deal. Then I had my daily double maximum security. I told everyone to take maximum security. I was right for 20 minutes. I got a bunch of texts, flurry of texts being like, dude, you're a genius. And I was like, I know. Thank you. And then big old boy country house. Like I said, I watched him run in the morning on Tuesday, and I was like, that horse is fucking huge, and he is a load. And he was able to come. He raced great. The worry was he was going to be off the pace too much. He was with the pace, and he was able to close. He obviously didn't catch maximum security. And Flavian Pratt, his fucking jockey, little French prick, said that bump that hit War of Will into Bodie Meister and Long Range Toddy, so the 18 and the 21, said that hurt his momentum as well, which is like just so probably untrue.
Yeah.
Anyway, regardless, it was a foul. There's no doubt about it. Gary West, I think it's Gary West, Mr. West, whatever. We'll just go with the West. Is the owner's family of Maximum Security being a real dickhead about not racing him in the Preakness. I would love to see that. It would be a huge storyline. It would be awesome. People would be buzzing, but we're not going to get to see it. Bill Mott did say that he's going to run Country House in the Preakness, which is cool because, like, if you're a Derby winner, you basically have to. He said it was like
any shot that match you win a Triple Crown.
No shot. He's going to come off at long range at or long odds for the Derby or for the Preakness as well.
What's your guess?
He'll be honestly. Like. I don't know, morning line, he might be 15-1. He'll probably get bet down to 8 or 7, maybe even lower odds, but he shouldn't be the favorite. He shouldn't win that race. He shouldn't have won the first race. I mean, he ran an impeccable trip. I think the slop helped him. A lot of things helped him. I don't know. I don't see him winning that. There's going to be a lot of good horses. A lot of good horses that weren't, that didn't qualify for the Derby are going to the Preakness. So that's going to be cool. And then the Belmont, I think Maximum Security is going to run the Belmont. So. The Belmont's gonna be a huge race. Omaha Beach is, I don't believe, gonna be back for that. He's gonna be geared toward the Haskell, which is in Jersey, and maybe the Travers in Saratoga later this year, and then probably leading up to the Breeders' Cup. Hopefully these horses have good 4-year or 3-year old careers, and then their owners don't become like little bitches and decide to retire them for stud. Hopefully they go on to have 4 and 5, maybe even 5-year-old careers. I love when horses get older and they're able to run because these horses are still freaking teenagers, man. So, with that said, the Derby isn't the only thing that happened this weekend. A lot of basketball happened. The series that no one cares about, but everyone should, the Denver Nuggets and the Portland Trailblazers went to 4 overtimes. Me and Popes watched it after the Oaks. We were both very tired and just were like, all right, well, let's watch this game. Looks like Draymond just got hurt. We're currently watching Golden State, Houston, 71-59, 30 minutes left. Draymond's being a little bitch, but
no surprise there. But yeah, that game was great, back and forth. The unsung hero, was it, what's his name, Hood? No, who was the dude that...
Rodney Hood.
Yeah, he went off at 7 points in like 50 seconds
Oh my God, dude. You got tapped on the head. Grow up.
So on Harden's follow-through. I doubt Harden has like that hard of a follow-through to make him knock out. Imagine your follow-through. What are you shooting? Just taps the guy in the head and Harden's over here. Or not Harden. Draymond's over here crying.
Draymond.
But they, that was a great game. McCollum, Damian Lillard, Portland Trailblazers. I hope they keep going on. I like them a lot. They're always a team that... as like a really good first series, and they always kind of get knocked out second round. I hope to see them carry on. That was a very, very good series.
Yeah, Jokic plays amazing. You know, he's like almost averaging a triple-double for the series.
Played 65 minutes, I think, in the
He looked like he played every single one of those 65 minutes. Jamal Murray is doing a little better than his one game off, one game on kind of deal. He's starting to play a little more consistent. I still think the Trailblazers at the end probably come out of this game in seven.
Okay, that's a bold prediction. I don't hate that.
Well, it's 2-2.
Yeah, I know.
So it's only six or seven.
That's science. That's facts.
So I think the Trailblazers eventually come out, even with Denver having home court, which is, you know, we'll see what happens with that. Another basketball news. My Milwaukee Bucks have effectively put a stranglehold. This is just recently breaking. The Boston Celtics, taking a commanding 3-1 series. And I don't know who on earth would say that it would be Milwaukee Bucks in five, but God damn it, they're smart.
I mean, yeah, obviously the series is over 3-1. No way Boston can win game five. So I think that you can pretty much mail that ticket in.
I mean, who said that?
Pat.
Who would say that?
I mean, the series is over. There's no way Boston can win game five.
Who would say that, though? I mean, seriously.
Their leaders, Kyrie Irving, and he's never been in a situation before being down 3-1.
Who would say that?
He's just not clutch at all, especially in the playoffs, Pat. I think that ticket.
That's the stupidest thing you've ever
really?
Said.
I'm being very sarcastic, Pat. Do you say the series is over? Bucks winning in five. I think you need to settle down. Obviously, it looks good, but.
96%.
Kyrie had a really off night. I mean, I'm thinking they win. I think the Celtics win game five and it goes back to Boston. I think the Bucks win game six.
Boy, you are dumb.
It'll be interesting to see what
Boston
happens.
Boston is terrible on the road.
But still, I mean, it just depends what kind of Kyrie shows up. Kyrie is unbelievable when he wants to be, and I don't know, he didn't look like he wanted tonight. I don't know. It just depends if what he plans to do next year, if he actually wants to play for Boston, all that stuff. That's a lot of side story. He'll probably be asked about that a lot this week. But there's just something that they say Kyrie Irving counting him out. I don't know. He's done it before. But interesting to see. Great series. I like watching the Bucks a lot. I just don't want to toot your own horn because you're going to be really annoying about it. But Dalia, I like the Bucks a lot.
I mean, I just don't know who would be so dumb to think that that's like probably what's going to happen. I said that.
Did you say that?
Fuck, I did. So, yeah, it turns out I'm right again. I'm not right often, but it turns out.
The series is definitely over.
The series is over. Yep. I said Bucks in five. And the
series is really
boy,
over.
Boy, oh boy, am I a smart cookie.
Super smart.
Continuing with that thread, we have the 76ers and the Toronto Raptors. And every time you think that the 76ers have their goose cooked, Joel Embiid just puts his big booty in somebody. And just starts dunking basketballs, coming down the lane with that super slow pump fake that everyone has to respect because he hits a 3-1 every blue moon and gets it done. They just get it done. I don't know what to think of this series. I have to assume that the Raptors are going to win it just because Kawhi is a man possessed. Even with Kyle Lowry being a little bitch, just
what's
playing
his deal been?
Terrible. He's just the worst. Worst playoff basketball player of all time.
Yeah, it looks like he's drugged or something.
We
have 7 points last game, or was that 2 games ago? I feel like he's had a bad game every single game.
I think he had 12 last 12? Game, which is still awful. I can get his stat line right here.
Yeah, but Kawhi.
He had 14, 6 for 13 shooting. Not good.
I think it was that before. I think the game before he had a terrible one.
Pascal Siakam, who's one of the top 15 players this year, not to say he's one of the top 15 players in the league, but he was a top 15 this year. He was freaking awesome. He's hurt, I believe. He's struggling with that. He went 2-for-10 last game. They need to get him to shape up because Kawhi is good, but he can't do it all by himself, you know? So it's all knotted up. Toronto was able to bring back home court advantage for tomorrow's game, which I think.
Have they gone back and forth every game?
Yes, they have.
That's cool. I like that in a series. That's fun. Interesting.
I think Toronto is going to. Probably going to win that game, probably make a 3-2 game. And we'll see if the 76ers can play with their back against the wall. I do not know. This game is getting a little out of hand, it looks like. 74-60, Houston Rockets, evening up the series to make it a game of three.
That is Pat. This is also a running empty show. I want to come back and say it again.
Yeah, running with Pat and Cam.
With Pat and Cam. Yeah. They're running with Pat and Cam. Running with, on empty with Pat and Cam.
Okay, do you want to do your hockey thing?
A lot of hockey going on, Pat. I'll be honest with you, I watched not that much hockey this weekend. We were busy. But obviously, I get a lot of updates on my phone. I keep up with the scores. Watch here and there. Islanders get swept by the Carolina Hurricanes. A lot of people think I'm a Carolina Hurricane fan because I live in South Carolina. It makes sense geographically, but I am not.
Truly nightmare situation for the NHL.
Yeah. The Hurricanes are hot. Now, the question's going to come. They've swept Boston one tonight, but they haven't played since last Friday. They're going to probably play Wednesday, so it's almost a full week off. Wednesday or Thursday. First game of the series. Little rest versus rust. See what happens there. But they're the hottest team in the NHL right now. I think they're probably the odds-on favorite. I haven't looked at it right yet, but two of them are Boston. Boston, kind of a scrappy team. Tuukka Rask has been playing unbelievable. And out west is just a coin flip. They've got a game 7 tonight.
I want Draymond and James
Harden. May 7th.
That'd be dope.
And, San Jose is leading the Avalanche. Obviously, I'm a huge Avalanche fan. We're Avalanche podcast. I already said it. And Pat's shaking his head. But he definitely agrees. But they're probably going to lose tonight. Game 0-0.
This game's a fucking soccer game.
So, yeah. How much they flop? Pat, it's basketball. Why? I don't want to be that guy, but I have watched a handful of full basketball games this year. And it's just
I've watched one or two in my day.
Well, I'm just saying like a full game. It's hard to sit there and watch a full game. But it's just disgusting to see them just flop all over the place. It's And the refs called it. It's a terrible spot for
the liberal media. Yeah.
It's liberal media. Same reason the horse racing guy got DQ'd. Liberal media.
Yeah. I mean, no. I don't think that makes it unwatchable, but it's funny to see some of these just giant individuals get hurt by someone getting bumped in the head. I mean, it's basketball, though. It's not a contact sport. I don't know if you didn't know that.
It's a contact sport. I'd say it is.
No, it's listed as a non-contact sport.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
We can Google it, but that's what I've always been told.
I'm pretty sure it's a contact sport.
Is basketball a contact sport? I misspelled sport. According to Wikipedia, contact sports are sports that emphasize that would definitely make. I don't like this.
It's right. You're wrong. I'm right. Interesting. That will probably find a different article than the three self.
I'm going. Sports. Okay, here. Contact sports are sports that emphasize. Fuck. Had a stroke. Sorry. Emphasize or require physical play between players. Some sports, such as mixed martial arts, are scored about impacting opponents, including rugby, require attacking players. Contact.
Basketball is a contact sport. It is referred to as a non-contact sport compared to football.
It's referred to as a limited contact sport.
Limited contact, but is that non-contact sport?
I think that's a tie.
I don't think that's a tie at all.
I think we tied.
I don't think that's a tie at all.
I'm going to go with tie.
That is just not right at all.
Anyway, we're not fucking tackling people. It's not.
It's a contact sport, though.
Well, sure. If you touch, you're contacting.
Who was the dude?
But if you touch someone, it's generally a foul kind of deal.
Marcus Smart was allowed to be in contact play. Wasn't that – he was been injured the past, month? He was allowed for contact in practice, Pat. It's a contact sport.
Yeah, but like if you contact someone, we're going to stop this argument.
I fucking just won, Pat. No. Close the case.
No.
Close the case. We'll go to break.
No, I don't think you did win. Is basketball a non-contact sport?
Stop trying to find other articles that say something else. When the first five say it is. Oh, man. Pat lawyered.
Well, with that said, basketball is just far more interesting than hockey these days. I mean, there's no two ways around it.
It is. No, I will 100% agree.
Wow.
Basketball is... I mean, the NHL's in a bad spot
right now. Hockey people, go get your guy.
No, I mean,
I gotta talk about it.
I love watching hockey, but it's a.
I had to watch hockey today, and that's fine, whatever. It was kind of boring. It was a 3-0 game. Nothing was happening. Literally, Columbus pulled their goalie with 4 minutes left and couldn't get a shot on net. It was incredibly boring.
Boston played great defense, and Tuukka was down on his head. It was just great.
Great. How is he staying on set? I just said they couldn't get a shot on net.
He's having a single shot on net the entire thing. That's dumb, Pat.
Probably had like two in that full that 4 minutes.
Yeah, more than two. But anyway, Pat, I was like,
it was a boring game. Snooze fest. And then I was like, change this channel. Houston, Golden State's about to come on. Cameron's like, no, the handshake line. And I'm like, what do you... Sorry? It's like they're about to have a handshake line. And I tell you what, if hockey players could suck their dicks harder about this handshake line, I mean, they would have their necks broken.
It's just all
that's class. How hard they'd suck each other's dicks.
It's just all class, Pat. They go through this whole series where they're back and forth. They're hitting players. Is hockey a contact sport?
Yes.
Okay. Hockey's contact sport. So they go through a contact sport, and as soon as they get knocked out after a grueling season, grueling postseason, they are put in the line.
We'll be back after the break. And we are back. We are sorry for the brief interruption. Yeah, we're live.
Oh baby,
we're live. Yeah, we had some business to attend to in the real world of podcasting. Anyway, so we're just gonna get to the Game of Thronesness of this episode, because like every other podcast, we end. Even though I think we'll probably talk after the Game of Thrones segment, we have a Game of Thrones segment.
Yep,
good. And Game of Thrones was on, man.
Game of Thrones was on, and it was, I would say, my favorite episode of the season so far. Maybe because it was the last one. But it was a very classic Game of Thrones episode where you're kind of toying along, you think you know what's going on, you think what's going on, and then you're hit with a big surprise, a.k.a. the dragon getting sniped out by old Greyjoy. I don't know, it was very... I thought it was a very good episode. I don't want to jump right in the middle, so we'll go back to the beginning. First 25 minutes of the show.
What is happening?
It's country music being played. Okay.
Dixieland lights are.
Yeah, there was a lot of lovey-dovey going on. People were celebrating, getting drunk. It was a...
There was a Winterfell orgy. Yeah. That was very prominent. I enjoyed that. There was no... They pointed out in the Ben Simmons podcast. It's a good podcast if you want to listen to it. You don't have to. They went through the listings like they do prior to every pod or every showing.
Where are you going here?
And yeah, there was no end for nudity. Very disappointing as always. So in the orgy, we saw no nudity.
To be fair, I am kind of glad I didn't see Brianna Tarth naked. I will say, no?
Couldn't disagree more.
You disagree? Okay.
I can see what she's working with.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to go any farther than that. But that's where I'm going.
I mean, I don't not only that, I don't have to see Brianna. I wasn't just saying I'd have to see Brianna Tarth naked. I mean, there were many others. Podrick went, I think, swooped himself a threesome.
I think so too. Good
Big Dick him. Pod just knows.
Big Dick Pod
just knows how to get it going.
Gendry had a moment there where he was made with Lord Baratheon, which I don't know if I'd want to be like, and all this stuff going on, if I want to be like, change the title. I feel like I kind of want to stay under the radar until it all kind of figured itself out. But they. He really shot a shot with Arya there. Arya turned him down pretty quick.
And then she drops the classic, "I am not a lady." Which, I mean, we all saw that coming. There was no way that Arya really was going to be like, you know what? I'm no longer a murderer and a killer and a many-faced god. I'm a lady.
Now the gang's back together with her and the Hound. Love that. Very excited to see how that goes and what happens with that.
Right. So, yeah. And they decide to leave Winterfell to strike while the iron's hot or while all their soldiers are injured, whatever, however.
Also, they said early in the episode that half their army is still alive. What the hell? How? You hear that? She said half, like, we still have half the Dothraki and Unsullied.
I don't know.
I thought all the Dothraki, like, died immediately.
I mean, the Dothraki, some of them came running back. Excuse me, you saw
like,
that happen.
Like, three, but, I mean,
sure,
it is what it is. I feel like that's, you know, whatever. I'm okay with them having a big army still, because I still kind of want them. They're still seen as the good guys, and kind of want good guys to win. I don't know.
But so they have, they go, and they're going to, like, let's reassemble at Dragonstone. So they take, the
Ironborn fleet, whatever they call that fleet. Take that down to Dragonstone with the direct Khaleesi as the dragons. Boom, out of nowhere. Rhaegar just gets one through the neck.
Gets sniped, dude.
It was devastating.
Also, I want to say something.
Okay.
Can I do that? Okay. Why don't they have any body armor for the dragons? Like, why can't they just be like, have like all the stuff around them? Like, you know, all these body armor they have, like shields and stuff for the soldiers. I guess it would kind of weigh them down a little bit, but I feel like these snipers things, whatever they have, are a real problem. Well, and they,
to be totally fair, I don't think they thought that they had that many of them. I think the development of that weapon was a shock to most.
Well, they got hit by one earlier in the season. I don't know. I feel like those are her two big things that separate them from everyone else, and she just lost one real easily. I don't know. I'd be really happy if next episode Drogon comes back with a missile suit. It'd be pretty badass. The dragon has a suit.
Drogon?
What did I say?
Larion.
I said Drogon. I'm not saying Larion.
We can run back the tape if you want.
I don't want to.
Okay.
But they, I don't know, I feel like they need to kind of protect those a little bit. Especially at the end, I'll jump to the end too. They had the dragon kind of just posing up there in front of Cersei with all those weapons.
I'm
going
to say the dragon was out of range.
I would hope so. I mean, I would like to think, but it was, it could have ended everything right then and there.
I mean, she definitely could have. She definitely couldn't just taken a bunch of those arrows and just shot Daenerys and the 17 Unsullied that she had with her.
Yeah, that was a hell of an army.
However, she did not, which I guess is because they do this like peace talk nonsense where they're like, we beg you for peace by surrendering to us. And they're like, we beg you for peace by surrendering to us. And they're like, so there will be war.
I do love how they used to do that. They're like, even olden times, like Civil War of the USA, like all that stuff, the generals would meet up before and like just, you know, like introduce each other and do that and go from there.
Break
and
down that.
And then
no hitting at the hands or fate of the, of the face or hair. Other than that, there are no rules. They just kill each other.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
But they wouldn't kill each other right then and there. They would, you know, get back to back and let their armies do their things. And
is that true?
Yeah.
I don't know if I believe you.
No, they did. I swear to God. That was Lee and Grant. They had a meeting before Gettysburg. One of the big battles in the Civil War where they met up beforehand and they did that and they like prepared for war and they did the battle the next day. Like, it's just, that's how it used to be. It's badass. But it's weird because I feel like they could just end it right then and there with a little cheap shot, but they don't. I don't know. Overall, though, I thought it was a great episode. We kind of went into the Civil War there, a little U.S. history.
I thought it was funny, Tormund asking who shit his pants, which all time I will be using that very soon.
Put that in your back pocket.
It's like asking after you wake up hungover, anyone find that cat that shit in my mouth? You ever heard that one before?
I have not.
That's a good one. That's a class one. Yeah, Tormund. Tormund, my guy, my favorite person, has decided to go to the north with his free folk and take ghosts with him. Fuck Jon Snow. Like, hug your dog.
Oh, it's so sad. Just like, been through so much.
Ghost
has probably been through more than Jon Snow.
He's missing fucking. He's missing half his ear. He's just like, dude. Like, all right. See you later. I'll go north too. And I don't know. They left the door open for Jon to be like, hey, I'm gonna go north too.
Yeah.
It's gonna be interesting. Also, now, Dany and Jon are against incest, which. Awesome, I guess is cool. But like,
good way to break that down. I guess it's cool.
But yeah, I mean, Sansa's the worst secret keeper of all time.
Yeah, that got out pretty quick. I mean, obviously, I trust Arya when she says, I promise I'll never say anything. But I think everyone saw it come out. Sansa was going to start saying it.
Arya's got fucking hella secrets. All the secrets.
Who?
Arya.
Yeah. Arya does have hella secrets.
Everyone knows Sansa's business. Sansa can keep a secret. You paid her.
Yeah.
So, and plus she hates. Oh, Hakeem Olajuwon. Good to see you, pal.
Hates Daenerys.
She hates Daenerys, so.
Which I don't blame her at all. I get her reasoning, just because she kind of wants to do her own thing. Like,
this hasn't been Daenerys' episode, or just Daenerys' season. There's no doubt about that.
Well, she's. I have a feeling it's pretty clear. It's a
terrible,
I think,
dragon owner.
That she's a terrible dragon owner. I'm not saying her face, but she's a terrible dragon owner. But she's a. It's definitely setting up to her do something really, really risky and dumb, which is going to cost her probably her Last Dragon and probably maybe her wife. I don't know what her plans are next episode, but I think she's going
to
probably try and
I mean, there are so many ways to do it. I mean, I can just... I mean, anyone with the brain, just altitude. Altitude, go from behind of those giant crossbow scorpion things and just burn the place down. But, you know, what do I know? What do I know? I'm not a medieval dragon whisperer. I should be, but I'm not. Some call me the Dragon King.
Who calls you that?
I've heard it.
For once or twice?
Just in passing.
In the mentions? Yeah,
in passing. Shout out to Miss Andy for dying.
That was fucked. That was really fucked up.
Just out of nowhere.
They're just,
And then 5's supposed to be way crazier than 3, which hope so. Hopefully it's in the fucking light so we can see it. It would be great.
That's, well, luckily it's going to be in King's Landing. A little sunnier than the north on the long night.
It's true.
So hopefully they do that. It would be pretty funny if the writers just like, dude, fuck these guys. They're going to play them. We're going to make this one dark too. Like, fuck everybody. We're just going to make it dark. I don't know. I thought it was a very, very exciting show. Happy all across the board. I had a little throw route prediction that, you know, Jamie's on his way back to King's Landing.
Uh-huh.
That he's going to meet up with Arya. Arya's going to kill him. Kill Jamie. Steal his face. And sneak into King's Landing, try and talk to Cersei, and then kill Cersei. Rip the face off.
I mean, if you don't think Arya doesn't kill Cersei, then you're an idiot. I don't know.
Just depends how.
I don't know if you're correct with. I mean, obviously that's your own theory.
Yeah.
But I mean, she's gonna kill Arya.
It's definitely Cersei. It's definitely lining up to be. It's been that way for a long time.
I mean, she has a list. She's had a list from the beginning, and she's been very good at the list.
Some would say very, very good list.
This game is over. We're gonna go 2-2. And I think I'm gonna be honest, this game is gonna go 7.
Series hasn't even started yet. What team on the Reds won?
That's what I'm saying. This is gonna go 7. It's just gonna be Golden State's for sure. Probably, maybe, I would imagine. Whoa, Chris Paul. I do love
seeing Draymond Green get stolen.
I would imagine that they're gonna win when they go back to San Fran, Oakland area. And then Houston's going to win at home in 6. And then in 7, they're going to go back to Golden State. And then Golden State's going to win. That's just my take. But what do I know? I mean, I just said that the Bucks would win
Shut
in
up.
5.
Shut up. Shut up. Shut up about that nonsense, that damn noise.
I think we bet $100 on that.
No, we didn't. You wouldn't agree to it.
Mm.
We can run the tape back, Pat. You wouldn't agree to it.
Mm. Interesting. Interesting.
We can run the tape.
You were so willing to make that bet originally.
I was, and you didn't want to. You're like, because I said, yeah, let's do it. I don't know, man.
Interesting.
But yeah, that's going on. Looking right now, it's going to be 2-2 unless the Warriors go on a nice little run here to end the game, and then we'll look really dumb tomorrow morning.
Be hilarious.
Would be very funny, but we're going to look really dumb tomorrow morning. Anything big happen in sports? There's UFC fight. Guerrero called out. I feel like it's called out like once a month now.
Who?
McGregor got called out.
McGregor by Cowboy Cerrone. Yeah, who cares?
He got called out once a month. He's playing.
Who cares? That's what I need. I need one of my drops I need to have is Mike.
See what's going on in the world.
What's his name? Mike Francesa doing this. Who cares?
XFL reached a deal with Fox ESPN, so they're going to be hosting all the shows on ESPN, or their games on ESPN.
We use that again. Who cares?
Who cares? It's still 2019 problems. I saw Endgame. That.
Don't.
That was pretty good. It was cool. I was a little confused in some parts, but you know, I haven't seen all the movies. Yeah, people were really excited about it. They cared a lot about it. And I had a great movie theater experience, Pat. I haven't been to a movie in a long time, like the actual theater. Nice.
Did you go by yourself? Did you go with?
I did. No, but by myself. It was, I got off. Awesome.
Going to buy movies by yourself is the best.
I got off work early. I got off work at.
I think I'm going to do it tomorrow.
It was, what time was it? I got off work at 2 o'clock, and I was like, it was Wednesday. So, dude, I'm going to the movie theater. I haven't seen it in game. I've heard great things about it. I'm going to go see it. And I got one of those. It was a nice movie theater. It was AMC. But they had a nice recliner. You have like your reserved seats when you go pick it in. So it's like going to see a sporting event. They recline. They sit all the way back. Dude, I got me a nice little tub of popcorn, Coca-Cola. It was nice. I enjoyed my movie theater. There's also a new Men in Black coming out. You see that? That's a woman in black.
I think men has always included both genders.
Okay.
We are man.
Okay.
It's
So yeah, IIT. Men in Black, a new Men in Black coming out.
Men in Black International.
Aladdin. Right. Aladdin's coming out with Will Smith.
Wait, you're naming movies that are releasing soon?
Movie theaters I saw. I'm really good at going to the movies and seeing the trailers. Like, ooh, that looks pretty good. Ooh, I'm going to see that. And I never see any of them. But I always do that. And those just the ones that stick out in my head. There was another Aladdin. Or not, yeah, Aladdin. Is Disney just going to remake all their movies to real life? The old movies? Is that their plan?
Do you know what's going on with that? Yeah, I mean, that's a free ticket to like $100 million.
I mean, it's genius. So. I don't get it wrong. I don't, but it's like, it's pretty much the exact same story, if not the exact same story.
I didn't see the, what was the one? I didn't see the Jungle Book one. I heard it wasn't very good. What else ones they do?
The Lion King's coming out this summer.
I heard that is going to be almost a remake. I don't know. I don't know what they're doing. I think it's kind of like half remake, half different story. If they just made the movie over again in live action, I'd be like down. I know what happens. Cool.
I mean, I'm gonna say I'm like complaining about it. I just think it's like really funny that they're gonna make so much money off this for just remaking the movie but live. It's genius. But I just think it's really, really funny. Also, we have a 7-point game. 2 minutes left here. Not a big deal. KD just went on a shot. Yeah, but that's that was my movie theater experience. Very, very good, I would say. I enjoyed movie theater. And I will say the end game, 3 hours and 2 minutes
Chris
long.
Chris Paul, you have to take that shot. What?
It did not seem that long at all. It really flew
and
by.
And he settles for that shit jumper? That's what you get when you're Chris Paul and you're an idiot.
That was the fastest 3 hour movie I've ever sat through.
Oh.
It flew by.
Why? You texted me this. That it was meh to make me upset. Because
it worked, didn't it?
I was very upset.
He had so many texts. I texted him. I was like, well, I'm doing it. He's like, what? Watching Endgame. He's like, how was it? I was like, meh. And Pat I just know how Pat went. Pat probably screamed out loud, threw his phone on the couch or wherever he was.
I was a little aggressive. I just said die. It was my single response.
Go die.
It was an awesome movie.
It was so cool. I mean, a lot of action, but like.
I'm getting goosebumps thinking about just the rest of the stories, how they're going to go. There's going to be Guardians of the Galaxy 3 with Thor. Oh, what a hilarious scene that was. Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it, fuck yourself.
If they were past 4 hours now, we get to
see. Well, actually, at the spoiler deadline ended today. But,
oh, really?
Yeah, like officially, the Russo brothers directors say you can spoil Endgame today. They,
5-point game.
They were like, yeah, of course. Of course you're the captain. Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. That was funny.
It's all,
I love Thor.
They're doing one of Spider-Man too.
Yeah, there is a new Spider-Man trailer that came out. I can't believe that guy that plays Peter Parker's English. Absolutely crazy town. That would have been a wild shot to make.
I was also very...
How do you not offensive rebound there? What is going on? I think Cold Stage is like, we're down 5. We lost. There's a minute left.
I don't think it's like really necessarily a hot take. I'm going to say it.
That was a push off. And game.
No.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Okay, so we got a minute left. 5-point game. Draymond just goes to the line. Oh, and misses the layup.
Why does Draymond think he's the guy to get the shot there?
I mean, it was a good shot.
And still, like, KD has to take the shot there.
What? See, I guess it all depends on this possession. So 10 seconds left. Harden at the top of the corner with Klay Thompson on him trying to dribble.
He's dribbling a lot.
Oh, and a 3 pull-up. They call foul?
No foul.
Okay, Steph driving, crosses half court.
He's up there with 3. That's so
Chuck half 3. Oh, brick. Steph about to take another one. At top of the key. Cash money. 2-point game. 19 seconds left. They have to foul.
Call a timeout.
No, they have to foul. 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 Somebody foul. Foul somebody. There's a foul.
Okay.
Foul with 15.2. KD fouled Eric Gordon.
Love it.
Yeah,
this game is.
I mean, this is electric podcasting. I would have to imagine.
Yeah, I bet you guys are all at home just loving this more and more and more. While we're in this, Pat.
I got a text from a friend.
You watching puppies? You watching?
It's just popped up on my TL. It's great.
I'm gonna give it
a little retweet. Anyway, so got a text from a friend who said he was talking. I was like, I listen to your podcast. Quit bashing the Nugs. Sorry, no more Nugs bashing. I love Jamal Murray. Let's see here. Your podcast is jokes, by the way. So I said thanks. I think I don't know if that means our podcast is a joke.
I think it's the other one. But But I'm going to take it as a compliment.
Wait, no. Your podcast is a joke, which is bad, or your podcast is funny.
Your podcast is jokes?
Is jokes.
I think it's a good thing.
I don't know.
I could definitely see them saying it as a bad thing, but that's definitely a good thing.
I mean, that's how I'm going to take it. There's no, I'm not going to say it's not.
Everything bad said about the podcast, I'm turning it into a good thing. I don't know how, but I'm going to spin zone into saying.
Well, we don't even know what this means. What is happening? Wait, are they not in the bonus? Oh, there was just a common foul on Kevin Durant, so Eric Gordon is just going to take in the backcourt, and we still have 15 seconds left. So they should have fouled a long time ago. That was a mistake. Okay, 15 seconds left. Eric Gordon is inbounding. Look, Chris Paul now gives it James Harden and the key at the opposite side of the court. Try a trap, breaks the trap, cross half court, and then there's a foul from Klay Thompson on James Harden, who is an amazing free throw shooter.
It's true, it's true.
So 2-point game, 11 and a half.
His left. Eye still looks terrible.
Yeah.
That was tough. I don't think we talked about that at all, but
He got poked in the eye. He did.
Yeah, that was a while ago. That was like a week ago.
Yeah.
Shit happens.
Still gross.
I think, we're obviously going to film record into the end here. I saw an article, Pat, though. I need to bring up to our followers coming summertime. Okay? This is a big deal. I know everyone needs to, whatever they're doing right now, sit down and listen to what I have to say. This is big. Sunscreen might not be that safe.
What?
New study, Pat. Brand new study just came out. Laptop's doing its thing. Sunscreen?
Laptop is so shitty.
I mean, it's been around for a while, and it's a piece of shit.
It doesn't change the shittiness of it.
Yeah, no, it's not great, Pat. I'm well aware. Anyway, please keep listening. There was a study, recent study, that came out 11 hours ago, so today, May 7th.
Oh, he missed it. My God, he missed it.
Hold on. But sunscreen ingredients were found in your bloodstream 24 hours after you apply it. So if you most time when you go out in the sun or a beach, lake, whatever, all day, you finish first coat and then you reapply throughout the day. The normal's safe person. White people. That's me. So I guess this applies to me. But the white people of the podcast. Or anyone that just cares about their skin. I don't know. Whatever. Don't bring race in this, Pat. Everyone can use a sunscreen.
A dark person. Brown. I like to say sometimes.
Regardless. It's found in the bloodstream, and one of the main ingredients that's in sunscreen that was found in the bloodstream.
The sun.
There's four toxic substances that were found in the bloodstream. One of them was oxybenzone, Pat. And I don't know about oxybenzone.
You're going way too deep.
Oxybenzone has a direct correlation to lowering testosterone levels in men.
I'm going
to
go.
So if you like having testosterone. Falsely. Don't apply sunscreen. That's the medical corner with Cameron.
Wow. Man, oh man. I hope no one's listening to this at work and just dozed off.
I mean, Pat, this is serious stuff. Do you like having high testosterone? Do you want low T? Do you want low T?
I don't wear sunscreen that often.
Okay, I think that's... I'm not going to say anything, but...
Are you saying I'm going to get cancer?
I didn't say...
Are you wishing cancer on me, Cameron?
I would never. I would never wish on anybody.
Seems like the implication.
I was going to say...
Women on a boat. It's because of the implication. That's what you just implied there.
You took that way too far, Pat. But all I was saying... Also, this is a three-point game. All I was saying
I've been saying this. You just haven't been listening. You've been talking about your studying fight. Okay, for three, KD downtown. Nothing.
No
question. Draymond gets a tip out. KD passes to Steph on the right, left corner. Nothing. And then... that's a flop and a half. Anyway, so Steph missed his 3-point shot. Steph again, not clutch, as you heard it here first.
Nah, dude, KD not clutch. He was wide open top of the key.
And Chris Paul gets rebound. It looks like Eric or KD or Draymond. I'm yawning. Or no, it was Iggy. Had to foul him.
Yeah. That's KD makes that shot.
Yeah, it was a 30-footer. It was from distance.
Steph
could set up in that shot. He barely had a hand in his face.
I mean, but let's not just blame Steph there. I would say it's equal. They both had good looks.
I'd say someone has to make that shot.
I agree. I 100% agree.
I hate KD's facial hair. Sucks a lot.
KD's really good at basketball.
Sure is. Not good enough to win this game. Oh, things have just got interesting. James Harden missed the first one. Again, 111. Yeah, sorry. 111 to 108. 2.9 left.
What's the over-under?
Has just missed the first one. I don't know.
Oh, he hit it.
Oh, fuck.
Devastating. So that's probably the end of the ball game unless they do some kind of 4-point cool ass play, which I'm always down for. And no 4-point cool ass play, unfortunately. And so the Warriors Rockets are tied up 2-2. Incredible series. This might actually be a good one. Again, I really think, God, James Harden is so gross.
It's really bad.
I think it's going to be a it is a 3-game series now, but I think it's just everyone's going to win their home games. And that's it. It's going to be a cool, dope game 7. Everyone's going to be psyched out about it. And it's just going to be like, oh, wait, they just won their home games. There's some hot girl on the court. Oh, it's the reporter.
All right, let's get the horny meter going.
Horny's She's attractive. Right. I just not. Whoa. Oh, look at all the fake tits in this entire stadium. Oh, look at this massive spectacle of sport. Fake tits. Ooh.
It was honestly the fantasy land.
I mean, I don't think there are that many, to be totally honest.
It is what it is. I mean, I guess I had an eye for it. I don't know. I don't know, Pat. It was a long weekend. A lot of mint juleps. I had a great time. Let's just dive into post show, Pat.
Post show.
I would say the best work. I'd say it's a pretty normal Tuesday pod because we're recovered from the weekend. We're a little tired, but I'm not making excuses.
It's a pretty good pod. my voice, my throat kind of hurts though, so my voice kind of went in and out. James Harden's eye is so gooey and gross. So gross. He had 38 though, good for him. But boy, that is a gross eyeball.
It's very gross eyeball.
I wonder what he's saying. We could turn the volume up, but that's going to interrupt the podcast. Yeah, I thought it was a good show. I thought Game of Thrones was dope. Endgame, dope. Yeah, all in all, pretty fun weekend. Got anything else?
You're so depressing right now. So like monotone and.
Well, I mean it's post show. We're just kind of talking.
You know? Oh yeah, okay, I'm just talking. No, I do think it was a very very solid.
The Western Conference is fucking sweet. I wish the East was good, but you know the Boston sucks.
I think East is very. I
can't believe people were like Boston, man. They're gonna win the title. What a bunch of idiots.
I think the East is actually very good.
Yeah, the East is fine, but I think the Bucks are gonna roll.
I wish we were able to see a Boston and Philly series because those are always really, really chippy. They should just play each other after both of them.
Consolation prize.
I agree. I think that'd be awesome.
Because they're both probably going to lose.
Yep, I think they are too. I think it'd be really cool because they have always a really good series. Very physical. I don't know. We're about to dive in. What, game five in the West Coast? What's the series at? 2 game 5s West Coast. 3 game 5s overall are 2-2 series.
It's going to be 4 game 5s, actually.
Yeah, I know. I realized after I said the third one. But 3 game 5s going in.
4 game 5s?
3 game 5s where the series is tied 2-2. We're going to have a good basketball, Pat. Even though we're going to have to wait like a week before the next game, it's going to be good basketball.
That's right. They do like to travel. Actually, let's see here. Let's pull up a little schedule. Huh?
I'll go up the East Coast to the West.
Sure. Tomorrow we have.
I've left 5-8.
Wait, what? Oh, no, they are. Tomorrow we have 2. We have Philly, Toronto, Portland, Denver. And then Wednesday we have Boston, Milwaukee, and Houston, Golden State. We have what? 5-8. You're a liar.
They normally wait a long time. That's kind of surprising, bud.
I agree, I guess.
I guess. I think it's time to cut it.
Probably. You have any plans for the week?
No, not really. I'm gonna go work, and I'm going to. I like to play golf sometime this week. Just gotta get back out there. I like golf games. Definitely enjoy going out there, hitting some balls around. Hopefully, it's gonna be a great weather week. I love the weather when it's nice outside.
All right, and that's just good to hear. We're done.
Maybe go see a minor league baseball game? Huh? Fireflies? Yeah, Pat, nothing really too exciting planned. I gotta kind of chill out. Yeah. What about you?
Nothing.
All right. I don't know where I'm
This is a Pat Cam production.